Oh, I'm really dropping things here. Come thou fount. Martha has an announcement.
Well, you know that today is a potluck, and we are going to play some games afterwards. Now, it was announced several weeks ago, but somehow it got lost in the service last week, and it didn't get announced last week. So I don't know if any of you remember that or not, but we would love to have you stay afterwards. They're non-threatening, non-competitive, just fun stuff. All the kids can play, all the adults can play, and we even have prizes. So if we can get you to stay after the potluck for some games, that would be wonderful. We would appreciate that. And then the progress on the T-shirts is that we have decided on a color and full color print, and I just have to check with the print company to make sure that they have all sizes for youth and adults, and then we will be passing out an order form, and that should be ready by next Sunday. So we're almost ready to go on that.
Jan. No, that's great to get it on our calendars. So the no sign up. The Parkers are hosting a Revelation study September 25th, 9 to 5 at Fehola. It's the 24th. Okay, the 24th. Did I see another hand? Do we have a price? It's because of the color. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Yes, Bonnie. Try it out if you haven't. Just give it a try. God will bless you for it. I'm going to announce this now because I don't want to forget later. This basket is going to be for a love offering. I think that you can bring it up during the closing song after Drew presents. I'll just keep it right here, and then if you feel moved, you can put it there. We can have the children go to children's church now. We're going to go out the back doors this way. And Miss Bonnie has, it's not a surprise, but something new in mind for you. Who's doing prayer?
Dean.
Okay. Dean, where are you? Dean, are you? Okay. We're going to have our time of prayer now.
Good morning, everyone. Nice sunshiny day we got today. Thank the Lord for that. So we have any prayer requests today? Yes, we're now. Everyone else got to praise and thank the Lord for all he does for us. Yes, Jan. Okay, let's go to Gary. So what's his name?
Chris.
Okay. Pray for Chris. Yes, Linda. Delaney had a little struggle with her chemo, so let's lift her up in prayer. Okay, let's go to prayer. Father God, we come before you and thank you and praise you for the sunshine and the blue sky and the warm weather you provide. Thank you for the previous rain you've provided to the crops of the field and the trees and the flowers. We need the rain to keep them beautiful. We come before you today and pray for Jan that her praise, she has a praise for what happened last week and the situation that her and I were in. So we just thank you and praise you, Jesus, for the loving kindness and wrapping your love around us and strengthen us, Lord. We pray for the day of hope that Chris came and he has some struggles with health. So whatever it is, Lord Jesus, you know exactly what his situation is. And we lift Chris to you right now and praise you and thank you for all you do in him. We pray for Delaney and she struggled. She had some pain and agony through the chemo that she just went through. So continue to open her eyes to you, Lord Jesus, and prick her heart and comfort her through this time of hardship she's going through, this cancer. So we praise you and thank you for all you do. We just lift your name up, Lord Jesus, and strengthen us and guide us and love us. I pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Psalm 30:12 says, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Make that be the prayer of your heart. Why don't you stand with us? Planned for us before the creation, before the foundation of the world. We were on your mind, and you had your plans to rescue us. You are so good, and your intentions for us are the best. You have plans to give us hope and a future. Father, I thank you for each one here today. This is our family, our church family, and I ask that you would be in their midst. In each situation, every heavy heart, every concern, sometimes it's hard to even lift up a concern because we feel so much discouragement and despair that we just can't pray. So Father, I'm lifting each one to you, and you know the cries of their hearts and the burdens that they are carrying, but you said that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and really you're just carrying all of it for us. So we are laying our burdens down at your feet. Thank you that you have words for us to hear this morning. I praise you that you brought Drew and Christine and the girls all the way here safely from Scotland, that you are using them in mighty ways over on the other side of the world all these years. I just pray a blessing on them. I ask that you would give Drew the message that we need to hear this morning. And we just want to leave here with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts all week. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I am feeling inspired. And I'm asking myself, what am I doing? Am I doing enough? And I'm really just so blessed to know that you guys have given your lives to the Lord's work. So thank you so much. Let's stand and sing a last song together. And I want to remind you that if you want to give a gift to them, the basket is up here, and you can make checks out directly to them, not to the church. Okay, let's sing a new hallelujah. Let's see. For the potluck and games, you are dismissed.